Well, what a wonderful day it is in the Lord. Thinking about all of us, you know, thinking about the young people, thinking about the elderly people, thinking about all us peoples, because we're all children of God. And did you know, in our spiritual life, in our heavenly life, when we go home to be with the Lord and we're in that dimension, we're all the same age, we're all youth, we're all young, we're fresh and alive. It's just an amazing thing about the promises of God. But I wanted to talk to you today about faith power. And where do you find this power of faith? Well, I want to share with you in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43 from the New Living Translation. Hear God's Word. When Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. A leader of the local synagogue, or the leader of a local church, whose name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter. "She's about to die, Lord," he said in desperation. "Please come and place your hands on her and heal her so that she can live." Jesus went with him, and the crowd followed behind him. And there was a woman in the crowd who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors through the years and had spent everything that she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she was worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched the fringe of his robe. Now that tallit that I have on the back chair that behind me like that, all those little tassels, Jesus wore that mostly everywhere that he went. So those little tassels on the bottom, when she touched the fringe of that, she thought to herself, "If I can just touch him, or touch his clothing, or touch his tallit, I will be healed." And immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel that she had been healed. Well, Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone from him. So he turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "All the crowd is pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me?" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and told him that she had done it. And he asked her, "Daughter, your faithfulness has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed." While he was speaking to her, messengers arrived from Jairus' home with the message, "Your daughter's dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus ignored their comments and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Trust me." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter and James and John. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion and the weeping and the wailing. He went inside and spoke to the people. "Why all this weeping and commotion?" he asked. "The child isn't dead, she's only asleep." But the crowd laughed. But he told them to go outside, and then he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Get up, little girl." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. Her parents were absolutely overwhelmed. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what had happened, and he told them to give her something to eat. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. It's amazing, the stories of Jesus. There's a little song that says, "I love to tell the stories of Jesus and his love." Uh-oh, there I get to sing it again. Well, the Holy Spirit, or faith power. You know, it is by faith that we do anything. And if it wasn't for faith and trust, we would have no exploration. We wouldn't have any discoveries. We wouldn't have any feats of wonders or even inventions or advances in medicine or relationship, because everything and every step we do towards something new and unknown or unexplored leads us into a territory of faith. There's a little placard that I have on my desk, and on one side it's got my name, pastor, and all that, and the other side it faces me, and I put it on there a long time ago. I got it from Joyce Meyer Ministry, because faith and confidence are synonymous. So if you have confidence in what you're doing, you have faith. Well, faith is nothing more than trusting in things that we don't understand in our own sensory experience, but in our minds it seems to be true. It allows us not only to imagine something, but there to go and get there. Think about the times that faith or trust has allowed you into a new place and put down roots. Maybe you moved from someplace to someplace else, and it is by faith you entered into that particular time, and you entered into new friendships and relationships, just trusting that you'd be accepted into that. It's by faith. So think about a time when you have taken a risk to do something. Maybe ask for a promotion or seek a new job or help someone in need or even go a step further. Now, we have fortunately in the last couple of years, they had passed a little thing with the FDA that you have the right to trust and to receive an experimental drug if you think it would save your life. You have the right to say, I know it's not approved, but I, by faith, I want to try it. And you can. Now, there's some risks that we all take in defining in our lives. I'm not saying that we're risk adverse, but we need to think about the things that we do. And sometimes we do it and don't even think about it. Did you know laying your head on the pillow at night to go to sleep is an act of faith? Now, you might dream when you fall asleep, or maybe not. Maybe you just have restful sleep. But it is by faith that you put your head on the pillow that you'll wake back up in this beautiful world. God's amazing, isn't he? But I was thinking about something that we all have in our house, and it's a toaster. Do you know what happens or how it's going to happen and why it happens if you put two pieces of bread into that thing? it'll get toasted. But if we leave it in there too long, it'll get burned, right? But somehow or another, the toaster or the thing that we set it on, the amount of time, the Christmas and all that, it's by faith that we trust that little knob when we turn it that the toast don't burn. Now, I don't know if the toaster knows, but it kind of gives it that kind of power to turn ordinary bread into toast. I don't know who invented it or whatever happened, how to get it. But it's basically, I use it as an analogy because Jesus was that kind of person, kind of like a toaster. Now, he wasn't a toaster, but kind of like, you know, it's one of those little things we call a parable that I want to share with you. You know, it's a earthly story with a heavenly meaning. As we read in that scripture, I remember the story about the woman who had been sick for a long time, and she wasn't getting any weaker or better. She just got weaker and weaker, and one day she heard that Jesus was coming near to where she lived. And she made herself to walk and to go into the crowd. And then she saw Jesus, and she said a quick prayer and touched his clothes. And just like that, Jesus turned around and asked, who touched me? And made himself well. Well, Jesus knew that the power had gone out of his body into the body of something else. He wasn't sure who it was. He wasn't sure if it was a man or a woman, but he was glad because he wanted them to know that it was by faith that they would touch him and say a prayer, knowing that they would be healed. Now, he found out that it was a woman, and the woman was frightened because she could feel that she was well for the first time in a long time. You know, your body has a way of telling you that if you were sick or had an upset stomach or something like that, when it gets healed or your body heals, it takes, you know that you feel better now than you did before. Amen? Well, this is what she thought would happen. But when it did, she was amazed at the power of Jesus, and he had made her well. She came over to where he stood, and she fell down on her knees to tell him the whole story. And Jesus saw what a wonderful thing had happened, and he put his hand on her head and told her to go home, not to worry, for it was her believing that he could heal her and that made her well. Faith. Power. It's a wonderful thing, and Jesus has it. And then he said, well, I'm going to go be with the Father, and I'll leave you one greater than I, and that's the Holy Spirit. So we can do these kind of prayers and these kind of things through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, and always pray in Jesus' name. So next time you go out in the kitchen and you see the toaster and you see it working, and you watch somebody put a couple pieces of bread in it, and that toaster is used to make toast, think about this little parable that Ralphie was giving you today. That Jesus healed a woman when she touched his clothes. He too had great power. Just like that little toaster to change ordinary bread into toast. Even the power to make sick people well. And he used it to make people feel closer to God. Well, I hope and pray you're doing well. I know that Tina Travis and Tina 2 and Carol Morgan is still ministering to you and taking the church bus and going to Capital City Church of God on Wednesday nights. Our prayer is that someday soon we will be able to open up our church for ministry, not only for young people, but for all the peoples, that we can have the freedom that we need in Christ. So, by faith, keep on, keep it on until we meet again in Jesus' name. Amen.